Welcome, and thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church Podcast. We are so glad that you're joining us today. For today's podcast, we continue our series in the book of Romans called Nothing Will, and today's message is entitled The Inheritance. So prepare your hearts for an encouraging and uplifting message from God. Enjoy, and God bless.
Forward. Amen. We in our series, Nothing Wills. Today's title of today's message is called The Inheritance. Praise God. All right, let's, Romans chapter 5. Turn to you in your Bibles. Romans chapter 5, verse 12 through 21. All right. Romans is a very mature writing of Paul's. And actually, Paul didn't write it. He dictated it and someone else wrote it. All right? It's a very mature message that Paul dictated and someone else wrote to the body of Christ, to the church of Rome. Paul was, he was around 20 years old, saved. So it was a very detailed depiction of the gospel, of grace, of the truth and what Jesus did for us on the cross, how sin came in, and just every aspect of the gospel you can find in Romans. It's a very detailed message book. In chapter 1, Paul dealt with, he dealt with the pagans or the worldly people, because you can read where he said, and God handed them over to the lust of their flesh. And they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And so you hear these statements from Paul, they, them, they, in reference to the world or those that's outside the church. Then in chapter 2, Paul dealt with, and then he turned and says, you. And so now he started dealing with the church. He started dealing with the religious people or those that had the law, the Jews, those that didn't, that hadn't repented and come to Jesus yet, but they had the law. They had covenants with God in the Old Testament. So he deals with this religious spirit in chapter 2, and then in chapter 3, he brings both of them in and says, we all have sinned because the Jews thought they was at this high level where they didn't need to repent. Amen. They have already been chosen by God. But everyone must repent, including those that have the law. Amen. So, and then he came to all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, of God's glorious standard. And then in chapter 3, verse 28, Paul made this astounding statement that shocked the religious world's mind. And that statement was this, that righteousness do not come through the works of the law, but it comes by faith. All right? This shocked the religious world so much because their whole system was built on works. It was built on what they can do in their strength, how they perform, what God, what they can do for God. Amen. The law is built on your strength. Mm-hmm. Amen. But they then Paul said, you being saved has nothing to do with your strength. All right? Amen. We're saved by what he has done, not by what we have done. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that. We're saved by the works of God. By his strength, his might, what he can do, not what we can do, all right? And this plan started from God. He the one decided to come and save you. He the one decided to send his son on the cross to save you. Amen? The Bible says, while we was yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Amen? Amen. I wasn't thinking about God when Jesus died for me. Amen? Why? Because while I was a sinner, Christ died for me. All right? Then he drew me by his spirit. I was out there running the streets. He drew me by his spirit, got my attention through his convictions, and I responded to his grace. And that gave me the ability to stop the sin that I was in. Praise God. Thank God for his grace. Amen. What chapter I was in? Chapter 3. Okay, and then in chapter 4, the Jews said, prove it then, Paul. And what was Paul was having to prove? The statement he said, we're not saved by our works. And the Jews like, man, where you get this from? And then Paul said, I'll show you in the Old Testament. So he went to a very, very esteemed man named Abraham. And the Bible says that Abraham was justified by faith in the sight of God without works. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him. It was charged to his account as righteousness. All right? It was charged to his account as righteousness. Just because Abraham believed. God said, you'll be a father of many nations. Abraham said, okay. Or Abram said, okay. Then he changed his name to Abraham, which means the father of many nations. Amen. So Abraham believed God, and God says, okay, that's righteous. That's what righteousness is. That's what God said what righteousness is. Now, man might say, you might hear a whole bunch of stuff. All right? We was raised hearing all kind of phrases, all kind of slangs, and it's not even in the Bible. Amen. And you have to compare what you've been raised to what the scriptures say. And then be willing to be wrong. All right? Be willing to be wrong when you find out that Jesus don't agree with you. All right, this is so important as a Christian. This is so important. We can't continue to believe a certain way when Jesus says, stop believing that. All right? All right, because he's Lord. He's master. Jesus dictates to you what you should be believing. We never choose what we believe. All right, let me rephrase that. I don't have a belief of my own that I have came up with. And you hear it all the time. I just believe. I just don't believe that. Well, we have to go in the book and see what we believe. We have to go to Jesus to find out what he said so we can believe something from God. If God didn't say it, you can't believe it. That's so powerful, man. It'll tweak all your little beliefs all the way out. If we just let Jesus be right. And I'm wrong. Everybody else wrong. Let Jesus be right. Amen. All right. In chapter 4, Paul dealt with, and then he dealt with, he brought up John, David, after God's own heart. But do you know what David did? Amen. If you read Psalms 31, 32, that prayer, David confessed his sins to God. And then at the end, he says he was free from the guilt of it. When you're free from guilt, you forgive it. Amen. Or you have received that forgiveness. And so David was forgiven by faith because he asked God. Amen. Because in the law, there is no forgiveness for your sins. You have to reap. In the law, you also, they had no prisons in the law. So if you was a disobedient child, they took you outside the city and stoned you to death. This is true. Amen. There was no forgiveness. The law has no forgiveness in it. All it says is if you run this stop sign, you got to pay. That's the law. It has no gray area. Now we know the judge and all that stuff got a heart and he can move and kind of delicately move through that. But the law itself has no forgiveness in it, none. It just says, if you do this, you get this. If you disobey your parents, we finna stone you to death. All right, that's the law. Thank God for his grace, amen. He give us time to repent and you know, praise God. If you broke the law, if you committed adultery, that deserved death. All right. A lot of statements, man, you know, we have to read and allow Jesus to teach us. So in chapter 4, Paul proved these statements with Abraham and David. And then in chapter 5, we see that God saved us by his grace and that by faith alone and that we use that grace. And that's where we stand here today, Romans chapter 5. And we're going through this series called Nothing Wills. Today, title is The Inheritance. All right, Romans chapter 5, verse 12 through 21. Therefore, excuse me, just as through one man sin entered the world, death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift, who is a type of him who was to come, but the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one office resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offices resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one Jesus Christ, therefore as through one man's offense just judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulted in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many made sinners, also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense may abound. But where sin abound, grace aboundeth much more. So as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through the righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All right. Romans chapter 5, verse 12 in the New Living Translation. When Adam sinned, no New Living. Okay, we got you, bro. Don't worry about it. All right, the New Living Translation says this. When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. All right, and we're talking about the inheritance. All right, when Adam sinned, Adam was made perfect. Everything was perfect. Adam sinned. The Bible, an inheritance was given to the human race when Adam sinned. And that inheritance was death. The Bible says that man, when Adam sinned, death reigned. Death became our inheritance. All right. And there's a natural inheritance that is given to me and is given to you as human beings. And as my wife come up, it's my beautiful wife with that $1 million smile. Go ahead, show them, baby. Ching! Bling! Amen. Make me feel like I got $1 million. Amen. Just as beautiful as she can be. Now, I love my wife, and I love my son. Son, come on up. And then you can go back with your class. Come on up. I want you to stand in this chair. Stand so everyone can see you. All right. Let's put these two side by side, all right? There is an inheritance that happens, or transferring that happens, that has nothing to do with my son, all right? And as he sit here, we can see resemblances, all right? The resemblances I see is almost perfect. Some things is almost perfect, man, like the eyes, the eyebrows, and even the lips and the nose. And then even as you look at the profile, you can see the shape of their forehead is the same. And you see resemblances, all right? And that's naturally, he has inherited naturally genes, XY chromosomes and all that stuff from me and my wife, all right? He had nothing to do with it, all right? It was handed down to him, which was also handed down to us. Now, show him that picture, Brother Maurice. All right, this is me and my mama, all right? Do y'all see any resemblances? Yes. Oh, yes. Who said, oh, yes? Okay, this is me and my mama, right? My mother handed me down an inheritance. Well, what I mean by that is a natural inheritance. A natural inheritance that just was given to me from her, me and my father. And this is just in the natural, and we'll get into spiritual and all that stuff here in a little bit. But naturally, I mean, we got the same nose. I mean, that's my mama nose right there. You know, if you really look at it, look at our teeth. I smile. You know, you see resemblances, right? That's been handed down. And I'm like, man, I didn't know until I looked at this picture how much. That's like, wow, we got the same glasses. Maurice said, y'all got the same glasses and everything. Our eyes slant the same when we smile. And it was just given to me naturally, all right? This is so good. Watch, listen to this message. Something else was handed down also through Adam. And if we read the scripture, put the scripture back up there, Maurice. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, the Bible says, therefore, just as through one man's sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, all right, because all sin, all right. But naturally, I also passed something to my son that we a lot of times don't talk about, and that was death. And we don't like to talk about this, but you're going to die. We're slowly deteriorating physically, all right? And this is why it's so important that I talk about these subjects, especially in Romans. He deal with a lot. But something else I passed to my son, and that was death because of Adam's sin, all right? We're all in the human race, all right? And that death is passed to him. Now, the Bible says when a man know to do good, and don't do it, he's sin. And we know the age of accountability is different for every person according to their maturity, right? But the Lord gave me a little theory, a little something that I was thinking as you mature in the Lord. When Adam sinned, they hid themselves, right? And they covered themselves up. So the Lord gave me a theory, and it's just a theory. Paul did it, so I'm going to do it. He said, this is not the Lord, this is just me. At times, Paul said, all right? This is me. The Bible says when Adam sinned, they hid themselves and they was ashamed. All right. And I'm walking through the house. I got two girls, one 10, one 8, and they growing up. And my son, when he was 3, you know, he didn't know he didn't have a diaper on. He'll run down the street dangling and jangling. Don't care nothing about nothing. Just butt naked as he want to be, all right? He has no consciousness of his nakedness. When Adam sinned, he became conscious of his nakedness, all right? And shame hit him. So one day I'm busting in the room with my little girls, and she said, Daddy! And I'm like, what, man? Dang, man. What's wrong? Get out! Amen. And the Lord gave me an understanding that she's conscious of her nakedness. That's the age of, she already done entered the age of accountability because she's shame. She's shame. And so since she's shamed, the Lord done showed me, now we have to work at getting her the gospel. Amen. Because she know. All right. Transgression is when you know. All right. And they born with a sin nature or with a flesh. Let one toy that two of the children want and the other one snatch the toy from one of them. You finna see some flesh from that child. Boom. They'll lay you out, man. I had a little one-year-old just trying to pull my ear off. They don't know nothing about it. They just trying to pull your ear off. They trying to see what your eye made of and just. How many of y'all know that? They don't know no better, but they got a sin nature. That nature has been handed down to them naturally. I mean, I'm telling you, they try to gouge your eyeball out. See, what's in there? I'm like, dude, just chill out, man. Chill out, bro. You know, Jesus, help this child. Amen. But they don't know no better, right? But the Bible says when they know to do good and don't do it, that's when you sin. All right? That's when you that's what Adam did. He knew that what God said, and he transgressed against that. That's what transgression and sin is the difference, all right? Thank God for them. All right, you can go to your class, son. I love you. All right. That's just in the natural. And you see the resemblance from my mother. But spiritually, we're going to talk about some things. Death. Death, we're so used to death. And as we categorize death, death is anything that destroys. It's the devil's category. Stealing, killing, and destroying is the devil's category. All right? Jesus said in John 10:10, he said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And then he says, I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. Mark 3, verse 24. Jesus said, if a kingdom divides against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. All right. And before we go any further, let's go back to John 10:10. Jesus said, the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. Ever since Adam sinned, destruction came into the world. All right. We so used to seeing destruction. We see tornadoes, hurricanes, people starving over in Africa. We see diseases gripping little babies. We see deformities. We see all that is categorized as death. All right? When a person say, why God allowed this to happen? And why this and why that? I always blame Adam. I never blame God. Because God gave Adam dominion over this world. All right? So when God did that, he took his hands off the responsibility of this world. So when Adam, I'm raising up a company, and I handed my company over to my son, all right? Okay. And I taught my son how to run it. I taught him all the ins and outs about it. And he make decisions with that company that has nothing to do with me. Now I had to have detached myself from that company and allowing him to run off the knowledge that I have given him. And he make a decision with that company that wasn't conducive to the employees and everybody under that caused destruction to come to my company.
Come on, it's good, Jeff.
All right? This is what Adam did. All right?
Not God's fault.
It had nothing to do with God.
Come on.
All right? And let's go ahead and break it on down even further. Disease and sickness in this world has nothing to do with God.
Come on, come on.
Folks killing each other left and right on the streets has nothing to do with God.
That's right.
So we can stop saying God took so-and-so. God don't take. He give life.
That's right.
The only thing he take is sin away. He took my sins away. Thank God. Praise God. But he don't take life. He's the giver of it. He's the author of it. All life come from God. Amen. Jesus said, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. This is a good barometer test for those that know God's character. When Jesus told the disciples, let's go to the other side, then a storm hit that sea. Amen. And Jesus was sleeping in the bottom of the boat. He was asleep, chilling. But they up there panicking. The disciples tripping. Jesus, don't you care? We're about to perish. Jesus got up, rebuked the storm. It ceased, and they marveled. They like, man, dang, who is this man? Even the storms obey him. All right? Did God send that storm? This is just a question. Ask yourself this question. Excuse me. Did God send that storm? The reason God didn't send the storm, if you said no, is because if he did, Jesus couldn't rebuke it.
That's right. Come on now.
Why? A kingdom divided against itself ain't going to be able to stand. Jesus working against God ain't going to happen.
That's right.
This is why you should be rebuking tornadoes, anything that's coming to destroy you. Jesus said, I've given you authority and power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, this is what Jesus said. Yeah? But you have to believe that. This is why I rebuke when I look at that storm and I'm on, and they say tornadoes coming. I say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You should not come to me in my dwelling. Why? Because Jesus, I seen Jesus do this.
That's right.
And I know if it's coming to destroy, it's not of God.
Come on now.
Amen. It is. It is because of Adam. Death came and reigned. Amen. I blame all that stuff on Adam, man. I never blame it on God. Never blame it on God. I ain't no telling. I mean, I have to run into and counsel people because they think God done took somebody and gave somebody cancer. And I have to tell them, man, God didn't do that.
Come on now.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Because if God did it, how can you pray that it stop?
Come on now.
We'll be working against God's sovereign will, ain't we?
Mm-hmm. Come on, lay it out.
And we said at the beginning that all the category of killing, stealing, destroying is the devil's business. Amen. You can either choose to agree with Jesus or not. Amen. And this is called the inheritance. And what we inherited as a human race was death. And Jesus came to do something about that. This is why you can be healed. This is why you can be protected in that car crash. Because it's God's will that none should perish. All right? I'm going to go to the next verse. Let's see. 1 John 1:5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare unto you that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. Let's read that at the end. In him there is no darkness at all. All right? Romans chapter 5, verse 13. Yes, people sinned even before the law was given, but it was not counted as sin because there was not yet any law to break. Still, everyone died from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even those who did not disobey an explicit command of God, as Adam did. Now, Adam is a symbol and a representation of Christ who was yet to come. But there is a difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. And that's why we put all that death you see in the world, I put it right there.
That's right.
I put it right there, man. I put it right there. Because I can't put it on God. I can't put it on God. Why would I put it on God and he want me to live? You know why I can't put it on God? Because when I was on them drugs and I called on them. I had beer in the trunk and I had weed in my pocket. If anybody deserved death, it was me.
Okay.
It was me. It was me. But he didn't give me death. He didn't give it to me, brother. He came in me. And he changed my nature. And what did he do? He kicked death out. I went over to my homie's house, tried to smoke that blunt. I couldn't even smoke a blunt no more, man. I'm for real. I couldn't even smoke it. I mean, I did, but Jesus convicted me. He started dealing with my life. Amen. And he started dealing with the darkness that I was allowing and I was allowing to come to me to cut it off.
Come on.
Because this is true. God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that shall he also reapeth. This is so true. This is why God want to cut off darkness or a stream of darkness of inheritance into your life.
Amen.
If a man sow to the flesh, he going to reap corruption. You sow to the spirit, you're going to reap life. You're going to live. You're going to have an abundant life. So when I lifted up that blunt to my mouth, Jesus convicted me of it. He said, you can't smoke and talk about me at the same time. And that was my last blunt. Then he started changing every area of my life. He started convicting me about sex. He started convicting me about doing this and doing that. And I ain't even had those convictions before. We did this stuff freely, man. But when I got saved and Jesus came in, he started dealing with that death and kicking that death out of my life. And he came in, man. That's what's so wonderful about Jesus. He comes in, he changes you. You don't have to quit. You don't have to stop, but you must surrender. You must surrender to receive this inheritance of life everlasting. Amen. And that's, if somebody deserved death, I should have got it. If God killed, he should have got Jesus on the cross. Why? Because my sin was placed on him. But what came to Jesus? Death came to Jesus. God turned his back and death came to Jesus. Praise God. And the death that Jesus died was my death. That's why I don't get to die. I get to live forever with him. And this is the inheritance that you have received. This inheritance came. All inheritance come through a death. All of them come through. Someone has to die. And the life that they lived gets a credit to you. Now, this became very important to me after I started learning what inheritance. I didn't care what an inheritance was when I was in the world. They weren't even thinking about leaving one. But this became very important to me. Very important to me. When I received this inheritance from God, and he left one for me. Now I'm looking to leave one for my kids. Amen. Amen. After I die. An inheritance is comprised of the life you live. What you accumulated get transferred. Amen. Get transferred through my death. It gets transferred to my children or whoever's written in the will. Amen. So we have to learn what has been left to us through this inheritance that God has given us. And what's the will? His word. The Bible says, anyone that prays according to God's will, he heareth us. What is God's will? His word. It's his word. Amen. So what's been left to me, I have to find out. Amen. I have to find out that by his stripes I am healed. I have to find out that I don't have to struggle in the way I used to struggle before in the world. I can trust God. I can depend on God. God can come through for me. This life that we all have been given is through Jesus' death and what he did for you on the cross. Either you let Jesus pay for your sins or you got to pay for them. Somebody gonna reap death. God is just. He's not going to let you get away. This is why it's so important that we receive Jesus as our master and our Lord, because through the death of what he did for us, my death payment was served, because what I owed was death to God because of my sin. That's what I owed, was death, and Jesus paid that. This is why it's so important that you must receive this inheritance that God has given you. And let's keep reading in verse 17, Romans. For if by one man's offense death reigned, through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. What I tried quitting before, man, I couldn't do it. When I received Jesus, he gave me a grace in me that wanted to stop. I ain't even want to stop before. But when Jesus came in me, he gave me a grace over the thing that had rule over me. And what was the death that was ruling in my life? The smoke, the drink, the lusting after women, the lying, the cheating. Selfishness ruled my life. If you was in my life when I was in the world, it was benefiting me in some way. Or I was benefiting you. It was some kind of exchange in the world. Amen. It was selfish, driven out. The world is driven off selfishness. Driven off selfishness. For somebody to say, I love you, they don't even know what that means from the world standard. But in Christ, when you say you love somebody, man, you're willing to get your life down for them.
That's good.
Amen. I care less about people in the world concerning their salvation. Right after I got saved, I couldn't stop talking about Jesus. I wonder, was you saved? I never thought that my entire life. I started wondering, was my co-worker saved? Who else saved?
Yeah. That's right.
Who else saved around here? I wasn't thinking about this stuff before, but something was given to me.
That's right.
As an inheritance. I didn't deserve it. I did believe, though. I called on him. He came in, and he gave me a peace and a joy that I didn't have before. That's part of my inheritance.
Yes.
And we must learn what God has left and given to us. That's why when you go, I'm told, when you go and receive, you have to go and receive this inheritance. If you got an inheritance and you go receive it, it's not officially yours yet. Just like a gift. It's more than just a gift. When I brought my kids gifts for Christmas, man, they attacked those gifts. I mean, they gone. All right? It's a little more than a gift, amen? It's an inheritance. You must sit and listen to the will of what's been left to you, what's been given to you. That's why we're slowly going through the scriptures and seeing what God has actually done for us. So when Adam sinned, death reigned, but much more. Through the obedience of one man, Jesus Christ, life entered the world.
Yes,
amen. All right, stand up for me, brother. We're going to have one more example. We'll close out. Face towards this wall. I need another volunteer. One more. One more. Please, please. Come on, young buck. Come on this side. Oh, yeah, wake up a little bit. Man, I used to let me lay it out at church. Hey, come on. I ain't going to be ashamed. I can't. Come on over this way. Face towards this wall. All right? All right. Stay right there, bro. Appreciate you. We'll say this, Adam. All right? When Adam chose, God said, don't eat from the fruit. Adam said, where is that? Where the fruit at? Oh, he said, oh, that? So Eve was deceived, but Adam transgressed, and he disobeyed God because God told him. All right? So when you know and you do it anyway, you transgress what you know. All right? So Adam sinned. Let's say, for instance, this is the fruit. Adam sinned. As Adam sinned, this gave permission because he obeyed the devil. And we know God's, the devil's character is death. Killing, can we say it again? Killing, stealing, and destroying. Amen? That's the fruit of the devil. So as Adam sinned, death came. And as death came, just imagine a cloud coming and hitting these walls. And this is a timeline. This is a timeline. And my point of contact or my timeline is between Adam and my young brother over here. What's your name, bro?
Nick.
That's Jesus. But when Adam sinned, death spread it through all mankind. And through all of time, that's why we read through Moses, we read through Genesis. We read through Genesis 2. What's the last book of the Bible? Not Revelations. To Jesus. Malachi. So we read from Genesis to Malachi. We see death, man. Now we see God's grace in there. And we see hundreds of years before we see God. A lot of times we can just read to God's judgment, but it was hundreds of years before God judged his people or he allowed death to come.
Yeah, that's true.
Because of what they have sown. Anytime you see death in the Bible, you always see unrepentant sin.
Yeah.
If you can't see unrepentant sin, I blame Adam.
Yeah.
his sin. All right? So we read in the Old Testament and we see a whole bunch of judgment, grace, judgment, grace, judgment, I love you, grace. And as the timeline shifts to Jesus, this is where the funnel, it becomes a funnel to Jesus. And all of death, all of it, from the time of Adam to the time of Jesus, Jesus absorbed that death and he took the punishment that you and me, everyone deserve. And so after Jesus, we see there is hope of life for mankind. Only after the Messiah, only after Jesus, there is inheritance for all of mankind to receive life. So now, after Jesus' death, A.D., after Jesus' death, there is a chance for all of mankind to have life. All right? And this is the inheritance that came through Jesus, was life everlasting. That's why you can be healed. That's why you can be blessed financially. That's why you ain't going to hell no more. Because of what Jesus done for us on the cross. He redeemed us from poverty. He redeemed us from sickness. And he redeemed us from spiritual death. Amen. And that's something to give God some praise about. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So now, this is why you don't have to die of that disease. Before, there was no hope. Even though some people got healed. But there was no hope for you. Because God hasn't told you that you can be healed. But through Jesus, it's a direct promise to you to be healed through what Jesus done for us on the cross. Amen? And he speaks that promise to each and every one of us, but we have to receive it. That's how you gonna reign. That's how you gonna rule over death, through what Jesus done for us on the cross. Amen? This is so important that we understand these things in the body of Christ, because you don't have to put up with a lot of stuff. Now, we must suffer things. We must suffer through how people treat us. But some things you don't have to suffer through because of what Jesus done for you on the cross. Amen? And we need to understand these things, that Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So after Jesus, life is available to all mankind. Amen? And anytime we see death, keep that blame on the devil and keep that blame on Adam's sin.
That's right.
Because everybody ain't going to receive this. And it must be received. It's an inheritance. You must go receive it. You must go to the will, go to the word, and see what's been left to you.
Come on now.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all give God some praise for them. Appreciate you, bro. Amen, amen, amen. Excuse me. As we close, the obedience of Jesus is enough. The obedience of Jesus is enough. It's enough. Amen. And next week, we'll talk about Romans 6 and obeying God. And, of course, you must obey God. But today, we're talking about the inheritance.
Yes.
And it's enough for you to receive. You don't have to let that bottle, you don't have to let that smoke rule you no more. I thought I'd be smoking for the rest of my life. I literally did. Until Jesus came in and changed my perception of what all this stuff means. And gave me a different perspective in how I see life and how I analyze failure and shortcomings. Amen.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church Podcast. We are so glad that you were empowered and encouraged by today's message. If you would like more information about our church, or if you would like to simply submit a prayer request, please visit our website at www.r4sq.org. We pray you have a great and amazing week. God bless.